Hey guys, so this week on the podcast we have mommypreneur Rihanna Pesey. She's been a good friend of mine for the last year and has inspired me in so many ways. An independent consultant for Arbonne, an educational counselor for some of the most amazing international hospitality schools in the world. She is the definition of the word mommypreneur. Still being a full-time mom as much as she can, helping to manage a beautiful motel and still be a mommypreneur. It's amazing. We had lots of laughs, dancing, and more fun. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and let's welcome Rihanna Pesey. All right. So Okay. Welcome to the Creative Intuitive podcast. I shortened the name down because it was like crazy long, just like my email. So everybody, this is Rihanna Pesey. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome, Elise. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad to have you on. She's a mommypreneur. She's amazing, hardworking, always on the go, always helping people. So it was a no-brainer to have her on the podcast to inspire beautiful young moms like yourselves who are listening. So I want to do things a little reverse this time. I want to give people a little bit of a synopsis, a history about how we met, because I feel it's really important to understand the connection. So I met Rihanna at a business association meeting, which was for Greater Shelburne Falls Business Association. I had just become a member. I was a year fresh on being a business, and I was excited to network with people in my area. And this beautiful girl comes over and she's like, "I'm so impressed with you for standing up and telling your story. I know how nerve-wracking that can be." How many people were there? Like 40, 50? Maybe more.
Yeah.
So we met through there.
All local business owners.
Yes. Amazing. Like, we have a beautiful ski resort in the area. We have so many different, we have rafting companies. We have small business owners like you and your family own a motel on Route 2. Beautiful, beautiful Red Rose. I'm so excited to talk about that and your family's history. We met and we hit it off, and then we started, you know, networking a little bit together, and she introduced me to Amber Liljestrom, who is part of your whole team too. You guys have this amazing Arbonne team.
Yeah, we just went region. It's very exciting. New Year's Eve.
Like right at New Year's, right? Like
right on New Year's.
Cresting into the new year, like boom. I love
that. It was amazing.
I love that. I'm so proud of you guys.
Yeah.
It's amazing to make leaps and bounds, and especially within a beautiful network of women, and never mind the products that you guys represent. Beautiful organic stuff. My favorite being the protein shake.
I'm drinking one right now.
Yeah, you good girl. I'm on coffee.
I'm trying to get off my coffee and get back onto tea and fizzies.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes though, with a 2-year-old, you gotta have a little bit of coffee.
Yeah, you gotta though. You gotta do you.
Yes. So we met, hit it off, love our vibe with each other, and then the whole Amber Liljestrom, I did her brand new breakthrough, like made leaps and bounds into what I'm doing now. And so yeah, we just like, it's like girl power city. And I love that, because there's so many women that tear each other down, and to like totally be welcomed into your circle with like open arms, like, was so amazing. And my heart flutters when I talk about it.
Well, you're so sweet too, Elise. And then you and I, you know, we started working on that presentation for the business association.
Yes.
Which was so nice of us to do, because I think people needed that marketing around here. There's not a lot of people that have that marketing side to their small business. So yeah. I think when you and I kind of joined forces, I was sharing like what I thought we needed. And you were like, well, I can show you what I've got. And when we did that for the Greater Business Association in Sherman Falls, they were like, they loved it. They really loved it. They really took to it. And I think that's something that you're giving different business owners is that piece that's missing that they have to have. And I didn't realize it for a long time either, that you have to have that marketing piece. You have to have the PR. You got to be out there and be on your social media and have your websites up and be updated and do podcasts and go live and be present, because that's the only way your voice and your brand is going to come through.
Yep. Everything is turning very visual, especially auditory wise. Like, podcasts are huge, massive. I mean, I don't know. My playlist is full, I think, of podcasts right now. And that, you know, inspired, like, working with you and, like, getting to know the area really well and being a business owner, and then you already having the experience, opened a lot of doors for me. And then we learned stuff from each other, which was, you know, great, you know, especially with the marketing piece, because it's so important to have, as a business owner, as a brand, as you know, an influencer, anything like that. It's your social media is just massive, massive. Uh-huh. So, I mean, what do we say? We hit it off. We had a lot of fun. We built stuff together. Yeah. And then watching you grow, which we're going to get into your story now, because it ain't about me, honey. It's all about you on this show. And I love my guests to know that. I fluff them up a little bit. So let's talk about how you got started on your journey with Arbonne, with the international, you know, schools, the hospitality schools, and then the hotel, the motel, right?
Motel. Well, you know, you and I know you grew up on the Cape and I grew up here in Western Mass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I grew up very poor. We didn't have a lot. We had a lot of love, but we didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And my family always made a point to just have what was really important. And they said, Rihanna, you're going to go to college and you're going to, you know, have a successful life. And so they're always kind of feeding me with like this enthusiasm about the future.
Nice.
And so even though we didn't have a lot of money, I was constantly rearranging our like broken down furniture. And I always knew I wanted to be an interior designer. So my guidance counselor at Mohawk Trail Regional High School, she was so sweet. She's like, Rihanna, there's these two schools that you can go to. You can get a full ride at Endicott College for interior design, or you can go to Mount Ida and get a half ride. I was like, okay, let's apply for some financial aid. Mm-hmm. So, you know, 4.5 years after college, I met my future husband, Aldo Pizzi, a very talented artist, also from the local area.
Yes.
And it was like love at first sight. I mean, it was New Year's Eve, 17 years ago that we met.
Oh, my God. So
we've been together 17 years. And I had a degree, you know, in my pocket, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I basically took a gap year and traveled. Yeah. And he stayed and waited for me. It was right after 9/11. The world was kind of in a little bit of a tailspin.
Yeah.
And he had a great idea to go to Indonesia. And instead of doing that, because of the horrible thing that happened in New York City, he decided to stay home and kind of help his parents at the motel here in Charlemont. So him and I decided to just kind of get things going. So we moved in right away and we had a vision of going to New York City.
Nice.
To do design, and he would do art. And so we did that. We accomplished that goal. Yeah. And we did that for about 7 years. And we kept saying, the city's for suckers, you know, because we are country folk. You know, we're coming back to Western Mass to raise our babies. And that's what we did. We came back when Raya was 4 weeks old. I had a baby in New York City, in Brooklyn. Got her in the car. My girlfriend was in the back with her. We had the placenta frozen with a bottle of champagne. He packed up the truck and I just headed north with my baby. It was wild. And we moved in here to his mom's home. So in Charlemont. And it kind of was like a shock.
Shell shock.
A baby, you know, you're living with your mother-in-law now, you know, what are we doing? And I just knew I wanted to be with her. I knew I wanted to raise my daughter and that I didn't want to have to put her in a daycare.
Yeah.
So I just kind of my career took a backseat. Mm-hmm. It totally took a backseat. And I said, I'll just figure it out. You know, we'll just figure it out. I guess that's what most moms do, right? You just figure out what you're going to do
with it. Yeah.
Roll with it. Right. So my sister introduced me to the International Hospitality School, Glion in Les Roches. And she was going to leave her position as the counselor. And she said, if you want to take on this role, they can interview you and you can do these Italian schools for interior design and do these Swiss schools for hospitality. I knew nothing about counseling. I knew nothing about, I mean, I have a background in interior design. So I just went for it. And I left my daughter at, I guess she was 9 months old. And I went to Italy and to Switzerland. And I just started working this business. And now I've been with the company for, it'll be 8 years because she'll be eight.
Amazing.
It'll be eight years. And it's given me freedom because it's a consulting job, but I get to work from home. So as long as I can get my target and my students and I can travel, I can really, like, you know, be my own boss.
You know,
you can create your own
schedule,
future. You can create your own. You just have to follow the programs that they offer. So it's an undergraduate, a master's, a postgraduate, a summer and a semester abroad. So I just counsel students from the Northeast to study hospitality. The reason, Elise, that it was kind of difficult was because I was only getting commission salary.
That had to be tough.
Was waitressing. I was waitressing down in Sherman Falls, a Gypsy Apple, a great restaurant. We are blessed with so many amazing restaurants where we live.
Oh my God, I know. Don't get me started.
And so, you know, like any young mom, I just need to, you know, pay for these diapers. But that got to be hard, you know, and leaving your babies at 3 o'clock to go to a shift. And so anyway, story, let's just shorten it up. I was offered an amazing opportunity to look at a business with Arbonne, when about 2.5 years ago by my great friend, Jen Heilemann. She's awesome. And she, you know, I know you've worked with her. She's worked with Amber, and we were all kind of connected, and Amber sponsored Jen. So Jen sponsored me and Arbonne as a consultant.
Amazing.
And I was just pedal to the metal. I'm like, teach me everything you know. I want to be coachable. Show me what you got. And I went district manager. There's four levels. I went district manager in like 3 months. And then I went area in about a year and 9 months, which I'm still an area manager right now.
Wow.
And that, I think, Elise, like when it comes down to it, I always got the feeling of wanting to be in a bigger team, you know, because I'm working alone. I'm working by myself for these schools, even though I have a director and a manager. I think working with women who all have this like unified goal of a vision. That vision is so crystal clear now, in that they've kind of like, they said, Rihanna, you can believe in yourself. You can have this dream and it will come to fruition. You just need to do the do. And
do
so I've just been, for the last 2.5 years, I've just been doing the do and being very coachable and very honest with myself about how to juggle it all. Because at the end of the day, it's about my family. You know, it's about, you know, being really good for the kids, being present for the kids. And it's a lot of work, you know, for everybody, I think, having a family run business, but it's all worth it. It's all worth it. So I'm not afraid to work, for sure. So that's where I am now. So now I'm like you're saying, mamapreneur. I've got a lot of things, a lot of balls in the air, but I love all the balls, and I'm just kind of keeping them up.
Keeping them balanced, right?
You're keeping them balanced.
You're in this juggling thing of being a mom and being a professional woman and being a friend and being a counselor. And I mean, you play so many roles, especially as a mother. And a lot of us women can relate with that because it's hard juggling things, you know, like with you talking about having a waitress. You know, my husband's a chef. He goes to work 10, 12 hours a day, five nights a week. So juggling him being a dad and being present, and then me having to juggle my schedule around podcasting and blogging and coaching, you know, there's so many, so many irons in the fire. And to watch you, though, for like the last, let's see, we've known each other since February. almost a year, to watch you grow. I mean, to watch you scale even more in that time frame, and then to know more about your story now is just so amazing. I mean, it takes so much dedication and so much mental willpower to really juggle all that. So I'm proud of you for you know, admitting that it's hard work and you put the work in and you do make sacrifices, but it's all for the greater good. It's all for your end goal, right? So
And it's not all about, like I say, like, you know, to my family and to my kids, you know, it's not all about the recognition. It's not all about the title. It's not all about the money. I think it's really, it's about the time, because you're never going to get that time back. So I don't regret a second for what I did, like, you know, just quitting my job as an interior designer and being with the kids. moving into New York City and moving back with my mother-in-law and living in this kind of three generational home life. Like, this lifestyle is different when you're living with your in-laws, and you know, it's a whole different way of living. But honestly, we've created like a really cool nest here for the girls. I have two little girls, you know, they're 7 and 6, and she's, you know, my mother-in-law Laura, she's, you know, she grew up in Indonesia and Holland, so she speaks Dutch to the girls. She's teaching them all these little lessons. I think it's hard. If I couldn't do it without her, you know, and I think back to even when I was just starting out with her here with the girls, she let me go out, you know, and have my girl time and go to book club, and me and my husband go to a movie. It's like you have this this anchor, right? This like huge base when you have this three generations living together. And she's taught my girl so much. She's taught me so much. And I have to constantly really like be patient, because she has Parkinson's disease. And I talk a lot about this in my why for Arbonne, is that we're going to be the ones that are going to get caring for her and be taking care of her. And so out of respect for her, you know, and the legacy that she's left for us with this is amazing business right now.
Since 1978,
40 years.
Unbelievable.
40 years. She saw the ups and the downs. I mean, it was wild. Route 2, you know, where we grew up, and you know, where you guys moved from the Cape here, Route 2 used to be solid traffic. You couldn't pull out my driveway without waiting for 5-10 minutes. I mean, this trail that goes from Boston to Albany was packed, packed with tourists. There was so much going on. This is how they were making their way across. And then it took a dip. You know, and now, and then it's slowly coming back up, because there's a river and there's the mountain, and there, like, as you know, there's so much around here. And, you know, I think our goal as business owners, small business owners, we just want to create an environment for families to have fun and be affordable. That's always been the Red Rose goal. Like, kids under 12 are free. You can bring your dog, you know. My husband has done a lot of work here at the motel, and I think he's supporting his mom. He's supporting me. He's a great, you know, he's talented. He's an artist. My husband has an amazing art studio locally, and he's had paintings and shows, and, you know, he's got a lot of different investors that love his work. But
I'm going to have to see his work. I haven't seen it yet.
It's incredible. Is that the new Lamson building?
Is it really? Oh my God. We're making an appointment to go.
We're making, I've got to go there. You know, and also, but by trade, he's a carpenter, so he can do these things like that, can help the motel and can help the business. And we have a rental property in town right on the river.
Nice.
So he's currently fixing that up. And that's been a huge project, because it's been like an eyesore. It just needs some TLC.
Yeah.
So I get to kind of whip up some interior design skills And he's like, you know, you're not the boss, Rihanna, but you do have a good eye. So you can tell me a couple of tips here and there, but
I love it.
Super talented. So, you know, it's like a joined force, you know what I mean? And I think most families who are entrepreneurs, you have to have that support.
It's huge. And the fact that you have this beautiful three generation system working, and the girls get to see their grandmother, and he gets to spend time with his mother. I mean, that is something to cherish, because a lot of people don't get that opportunity. A lot of us have been through different situations, and that's where I want to see our generations go. So teaching the generations young to take care and care for the elderly, I I did that. I took on that role. My grandfather was diagnosed with dementia in 2009. And when it started to get bad, I asked my grandmother if I could move in and help take care of him and just spend as much time as I could. And that's what I did. And I left an amazing job to go and move in with them full time and kind of work odd jobs to, you know, provide some income too. And I just got to wake up every day and spend every moment with him. And it was probably 9 months that I spent with him before he started getting kidney failure. And he sat me down one night and he's like, listen, I've had an amazing, successful business for over 50 years. I gave it to my son. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? And I'm like, well, I'm working at a hotel. I'm doing odd jobs. Like, I don't have my GED yet. You know, I was like 22 at the time. Had no GED, dropped out of school. No direction whatsoever. And that one conversation with a man who ran an amazing company for so long just inspired me to start the path to where I am now. So having amazing people like that in your life, you know, do you call her Oma?
Oma.
She's going to be listening to this. So hi, Oma. So proud of the work you've done and the amazing family you have. And the fact that you guys are running a successful business for so long is just inspiring in itself.
And I do have to give a little shout out to my parents too, because they are here locally in Asheville. And even though, like I said, you know, we didn't grow up with a lot, they still support us with love.
Yes.
They support us with their time. Mm-hmm. My mom sits here in the afternoon on Wednesdays and does puzzles with my girls and plays kitchen. I mean, so I can get on the phone and make my calls. And, you know, you saw me yesterday working at Hardy Eats. I was there till 5 o'clock. Anytime we can. And coming off the holiday too, I felt like I've really been on vacation. So now I need to.
We all took vacations.
Yeah, it was nice. I slowed way down.
Yeah, I talked to like five other of my friends and like we just stopped working for that whole week.
Gotta. Just being with the kids and being with the family. We hosted Christmas, so it was just like a really nice time. But I gotta just shout it out to the whole family. It's not only the mother-in-law that I live with, but it's also my mom and my dad who still to this day, you know, support me in my dream. And I know that, like, with Arbonne too, like, that's my vehicle for being able to take care of them. Because, like, you know, you have to kind of give back, I think, to your family. And they were going to be in no situation to take care of themselves. So not that it falls on my shoulders, but I do feel a little bit responsible. You know, they helped me, so we should help them.
Oh my God. Yeah. I think that, I think more of that, paying it forward and really supporting, you know, that generation and making sure that they have a good transition. Because that's ultimately the end result is the transition.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are afraid of that. But I mean, I've worked in dementia units when I was a CNA, and I literally was leading people into transition. And I dealt with a lot of end-of-life care. So I have a respect for that, for the elderly, for the transition, because you really result back to a baby. And you really need to care for them and love them like you would, you know, I have a 2-year-old.
A baby.
Exactly.
It's wild. It's so wild.
It's amazing. And you know what? I'm going to do an episode on Alzheimer's. I think it's really, really important to talk about.
Did your grandfather pass away?
He did. Yeah. So he was diagnosed in 2009. He passed away in 2012. From kidney failure. So ultimately, I mean, they're on a lot of medications and stuff. So I've seen there's 7 stages of Alzheimer's. I've seen every stage. And I was just grateful for him, even though he passed of kidney failure, I was grateful for him that he didn't have to get into the really bad parts of Alzheimer's, because it gets really bad. So that's another tangent.
And that's another show. That's a whole other show.
And we could talk about Parkinson's too. I think that would be really important to really highlight a couple. I have a Lyme special with Jen Knight, like highlighting illnesses. You know, I have Crohn's disease. And I don't really talk about it a lot because Crohn's disease is kind of like one of those subjects, you know, it's like, how do you talk about it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it affects everything. So I think having a special later on would be great for that. So we can talk about living with it, working with it, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's hard, you know. I gotta give it to my mother-in-law, to Oma. She's trying everything she can to get better. Mm-hmm. You know, she, even though there's no cure, she tries really hard to exercise, to use her vocal cords, to move around her body. You know, it's just hard. It's just a hard one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But that's why I think too, it's given me and my husband and my girls like more of a focus to be really healthy.
Yes.
And I think that's where Arbonne comes into place, is that I am a walking example of healthy from the inside out. It's really about what you're putting in your body, what you're putting on your body. You know, I'll be 40 this year. And Arbonne will be 40 this year. So they've been around as long as me. I know.
That's
or
amazing.
I've been around as long as them, however it works out. Yeah. And the story has always been the same, just to provide really pure, safe, beneficial products that people are using products every day, you know, and people are getting cancer every day.
Oh my God.
And a lot of it is what you're using, you know, it's like your stress, you know, what you're putting in your body, what you're putting on your body. And like, I totally, totally have seen a change in me, my health, my soul, and my husband, from just using a better product.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you just have to believe that there's something out there that you are going to be able to promote, or that's something out there that you're going to be able to help somebody else with, whatever it may be, whether it be, you know, designing, whether it be architecture, whether it be podcasts, life coaching, products, you know. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity, and I really love the company, and I really love our team, Amber and Rachel. I just think, you know,
Oh my God, they're amazing.
I'm super proud of it, you know. Like, I'm not like shy and weak and meek about it. I'm like, I'll tell you every day that I love this company.
You get to travel, you get to see things, you get to experience different people and be a part of a really strong, supportive network. I mean, because are there some men that are selling that are independent?
Yeah.
See? Yeah. So it's a whole network. I love that. You know?
Yeah. Amber's husband, Ben Lillystrom, he's a consultant.
Is he really? That's great.
Yeah.
I love it. The whole family.
Yeah. The whole family. Yeah. You know, there's an amazing, you know, national vice presidents that are men all over the world. I think primarily it's women. I've asked the men to join my team, and they were like, I can't really see myself selling makeup. I can't do colored cosmetics. I'm like, well, you could do the shakes.
Yeah. You could do the whole nutrition line, right?
Yeah, I've had some really interesting conversations with men who I think would be amazing at this. They just don't see it. You know, it's hard. It's hard to grasp.
They probably look at it like Avon, or like, you know what I mean? Like, back in the day when like Avon was like everywhere.
I think that they probably do. And even though I've explained it to them, like, you know, backwards, front and back, every which way, they're still like, it's not for me. No. And you move on to the next, Elise. You know, like, I take a shot, you know, and if it's not for them, you just keep going. And I think that's the beauty of it, is sharing this amazing opportunity.
Keep it moving.
Yeah. Keep it moving.
Keep it moving. So, let's see. We've talked about your journey and how you got started. So usually I ask three questions. Are you ready? Are you ready for this? They can't see us right now.
Are they
rapid
fire or dancing?
We're dancing right now. So first question, how do you balance being a mom and juggling three different professional titles?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I don't know if I juggle it so well.
Yeah, we're human.
We're all human. I try to keep my planner and my days organized. I try to just carve out time for myself, which is getting up early in the morning, you know, 5 a.m. club, doing my personal work and my personal growth. And then, you know, once the kids get off to school, I get to my desk. And then I feel like it's all a juggling act, but yet, even when I travel for work, I feel guilty, right? Yeah. Like every mom feels a little guilty. Yeah. So I FaceTime them and I bring them home kadochas. Kadocha is Dutch for gift. So I walk through the door after being in New York City for a week and they run up to me and they're like, do you have my kadocha? You know, and I think it's like a little something, but it's something that I think they're like, okay, mama's away at work. We FaceTime every night, but she's going to bring me home a little prize, you know, if I've been good or whatever it is. Not to buy their affection, but just to give them like a little reward. Like, I know I'm away at work. I know it's hard. I think as they get older though, Elise, I think it's easier to go away. Mm-hmm. But it's never, I mean, for moms, you know, it's like you always feel a little guilty. Oh, I could have done this. I could have done that. But honestly, I get to be at their performances because I am working for these two different companies. We can never leave the motel. That's the one thing. So if we're here and we're doing the motel stuff, I try not to do the other two jobs. So I can just like be with them playing a game, answering phones, checking guests in, you know, running around, like ordering stuff for the motel. But I think when it's when they see the future of what, you know, I say, you know, with Arbonne, you guys, we got to go on a vacation this year. And they go, oh, I get it. You know, it's just, it's a constant, it's a juggle. But I think having a planner is nice.
I think that because you're showing them so early on how to really kind of be a mom and be a professional, yet your sentiments, you know, even bringing them little gifts like that, it just shows them, you know, that you love them and you're doing this all for them and and yourself and your family. Like, you kind of like, you know, people are like, oh, I'm doing it for the money or I'm doing it for this. And it's like, no, you're doing it for your soul, for like what fuels you as a person, like being supportive, being there, taking care of everything you can when you can, and being present. I think that in itself is the balance, is that you really honestly think of ways that you can still show them your affection, or like, you know what I mean? Like, that in itself is amazing. It's hard.
It's hard.
I can't imagine traveling all the time or having to travel for a week or two or 3 days, even 3 days. Like, I left for like a day and a half and I was like, I miss my little monster. Like, you know,
I was gone this fall for, it was a long time. It was 6 days. And on that fifth day, I was crying. Aww. I was like, I miss them. I miss my husband. I miss them. And my girlfriend, we went and saw a movie and she's like, are you okay? I'm like, I just can't. I want to go home. I want to go home. It's hard.
Oh, but you just look at this way. Like, they're going to look up to their mother and they're just going to be like, this is what I want to inspire to be. A strong, level-headed, hardworking, dedicated to her family and her businesses. It's just, that's amazing for little girls to grow up with. So pat yourself on the back for that.
Thanks.
And workouts, I think that keeps you balanced, because I know it keeps me balanced.
Yeah. Oh, I have to. I have to exercise.
I saw your little stories. She's like, story, workout.
Well, it's a really good thing. And I do a method. It's Tracy Anderson method. And what it's taught me is like, you have to give yourself some time to exercise. Like, you cannot say, I have no time. Everybody has an hour to do something with their body, to move their body. And it actually inspires me it makes me think of different things. And the exercise that we're doing, the method, it actually is like, elasticity of your brain. So it actually can expand your brain neurons. It's just a lot of different, floor workout. But again, there's a dance cardio where you have to remember the routine and, you know, you're burning calories. You're listening to awesome music and she doesn't talk, which I kind of like. Like, I've been paying for a Y membership for a year and I never go. It's like my donation. This is my donation to the local YMCA.
Hey, it goes back to the community, right?
Yeah, goes back to, it's just too much. Honestly, it's too much time to get to the gym to change, to then do the workout. I'm better off at home just doing something here. But doing that, that specific workout is really, it hasn't transformed my body yet. I think it takes a little time, but it has transformed my mind and how I think. So it's really good. And I've gone to the studio and in New York City. My sister Amelia, she got me excited about doing it, and she does it. And it's incredible what the method can do if you stick with it.
Thanks,
so, yeah,
Amelia.
It's very important. Move on. Yeah. Thanks, sis.
So funny. Sister. That was my grandmother's name, Amelia.
Oh, that was my grandmother's name. She was named after my grandmother.
Oh, I love it. I love that name. So on to two. What motivates you the most about being your own boss?
Thinking back, I did not like when people told me, you can take lunch now. When I was in corporate America, you can have your lunch now, Rihanna, if you want to, but you need to be back in 30 minutes. I think it's the time, Elise. Yeah. I think it's somebody telling me I only get 1 week of vacation a year. Mm-hmm. I think it's the amount, you're only going to get paid this much an hour for this many hours, and you can't go over. Mm-hmm. Here's your this and here's your that. I would rather have like so much freedom to just figure it out for myself.
Exactly.
You know? Even though I don't have a 401k, you know, I don't have health insurance. There's so many things that you get with that job. Mm-hmm. But when you're your own boss, you get, I feel like the pros are way outweighing the cons. You're like, she's like shutting her eyes, like shake, like,
thank
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, yes. I know. Amen. For me, for my personality, for my lifestyle, for the way we work here at the motel, I cannot have a boss.
Nope.
I have to be my own boss. And I do actually have a boss. I do. I have a boss, the International Hospitality Schools. I have a director. Yep. I have a regional manager, but they are supporting me and coaching me. They're not telling me you have to do this and this and this, you know, they're just kind of guiding me, and I can create my own schedule and my own travel schedule and my own time. So I just like the freedom, to be honest with you, Elise. I like to be able to just cut out early, go skiing for a day, you know, just work out in the middle of the day. I can't punch a clock, man. That's just not my style.
Nope. And we did it. I mean, I'm sure you worked out in different odd jobs for a long time, and you did. And you just know, as even like people before they even know they're entrepreneurs, they like in their souls before they actually know in their head that they're an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
They just can't follow that straight line, that rigid lifestyle. It's just so, it's like 9 to 5. Like I could never, like I did it for so long, 7 to 3s. I did it for so long. I actually helped my mom run a bed and breakfast for 13 years. So it's like she was my boss. But she taught me a lot. She more than a boss, she actually taught me how to, you know, customer service, the responsibility of owning a business. She actually sat me down and went through all of her books. And she's like, this is what it takes to run a business. Or if you want to run a business, like you need to understand what it takes. And sometimes you're going to be broke, and sometimes you're not going to have money, and it's going to be the hardest thing you ever do is to go on your own. And but the rewards are amazing. You know?
Are amazing. Yeah. And I think our mother, your mom and my mother-in-law work together.
With referrals.
If we were filled up, she would call down. Yeah. There was always a referral going on with Melody's place. So that was, I know that even though we didn't know we were connected at that point, we have been connected since then.
We've been connected for probably the last 17 years and not even have known it.
I know. And not even have known it.
That's how amazing it is. Like, it takes one circumstance to meet somebody at divine time. I talk about this a lot, like divine time, like you're growing and your brand, you're building this amazing lifestyle. And then I'm building this life, and to come together with all these amazing women. Maybe one day we'll do like this massive, huge retreat of all just crazy, amazing influencers and women. Like that's like in my head someday. Like we all need to like run out like the fairgrounds and just rock it out up there.
I would be up there. I would be up on the stage with you with a mic rapping, as you know.
So
I like to freestyle. I'm not as good as you, but I like to try.
Oh, I just put out a rap single. It's hilarious.
Did you?
I did.
I can't wait. You're like, that's what I want to do. I want to be a rapper.
You're my spirit animal rapper. All right, last question. How do you define your why?
My why is defined by serving and connecting and changing the lives of others, whether it be through counseling them for a career in international hospitality, whether it be for providing them a fun, affordable place for their family to stay and enjoy this beautiful part of Western Mass, giving them an opportunity to have an additional income stream with Arbonne. Mm-hmm. I think it's just connecting. It's like my... I think it's just connecting to how I can serve others more authentically and being there for my family along the way. I think the family is first, but I think definitely how can you be there for your family? You have to have something that's going to be the base. So, I think that's it.
I love
connecting
that.
With others, serving others, and helping them change their lives for the future.
You're a connector.
My mother has always been a connector. She would just explain six degrees of separation. She'd be like, well, you know Tommy Sue, who knows Bobby Jane, who lives down the road, who their aunt's, you know, your sister's farmer's brother's cousin.
Yep.
That's the girl you're going to talk to about getting your teeth cleaned. I was like, what?
Oh my God.
Like, she would go like on these tangents. And I do that sometimes too. And my husband's like, you sound just like your mother. you know so many people. You're connecting so many people. But I think having the platform, Elise, for the motel, having the platform for the schools, mm-hmm. and having the platform for Arbonne, I think it just, for me, it all just works. It's like a puzzle that just kind of clicked.
Yeah.
You know?
And the fact that you volunteer for an amazing organization like, you know, the Greater Shelburne Falls Business Association that brings so much light to this area with the Bridge of Flowers and all the amazing restaurants in town. One of our friends who owns the Blue Rock, which is like one of the premier amazing restaurants in town besides Gypsy Apple, West End. Like, I could go on. You know what I mean? Like, we are blessed with so many talented chefs and artists. You know, at the Salmon Falls Gallery, you have the new gallery over in the Lansome Goodnow Building. Like, it's so rich with beauty, uh-huh. with recreation, with art and culture. And I'm so glad to be a part of such an amazing network of people and individuals like yourself.
Me too.
Oh my God. You guys, we live in like the best part of the country. We live in Western Massachusetts, nestled right at the foothill of the Berkshires, like prime everything.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
So pretty.
So come visit.
Stay at the Red Rose Motel.
Yes. So we're going to get into marketing in a minute, but the cliffhanger that I told you to come up with, I love this part of the show. Sorry, I'm getting excited singing this shit. We're trying to keep it PG, guys. I'm surprised I haven't dropped an F-bomb yet.
You're doing great, Elise, because your other podcast, every other, you're like,
Oma's listening.
So yeah, we don't swear in our house. Not good. When Oma's around. There's very no good. Swearing.
Gotta respect your elders.
I love the values. Yeah, I gotta love the values.
So let's hear this cliffhanger.
Okay. Let's hear it. What is it?
You're supposed to come up with it, you silly bean.
I've got a good cliffhanger. I have a huge, fat, juicy goal right now. So I hired some help to help me out with my business.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give her a lot of responsibility. If you look at the year, you know, like looking at 2019 ahead,
yeah,
I'm going to be 40.
Yes.
I have a couple of trips planned, mm-hmm. and I have a massive goal for all the businesses. So yes. The big goal for my hospitality education consultant job is posted my website. Mm-hmm. Kind of still a work in progress, but it's good. It's skimmable. You can understand a little bit more about what I do.
Yeah.
Should I say what it is, or are you going to say it?
No, go ahead.
BeyondEducate.com. So it's Beyond Education. So we are going for a target that I've really been reaching for many, many years, but it's going to be helping a lot more students in the area get to Switzerland and Spain and to London, to all of our amazing schools, Glion and La Roche, and to really focus on Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
I have not spent a lot of time down there, but it's an amazing market, I think, for international schools and students who want to study abroad and study the service industry that it's growing, and it will never stop growing.
Amazing.
It's changing too. The hospitality is changing, and you have to kind of change with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning a lot, even through just being a counselor for these schools about the motel.
Sure.
And then so having help, I think, is key, right? When you ask for help and you need support, you get it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just investing in your business, investing in yourself. So that's my cliffhanger for that one. And then for Arbonne, the next level up from area manager is regional vice president.
Nice.
So I really am going to reach that goal by May 1st. And so kind of dissecting that goal and taking what it takes, breaking it down to certain steps, and then just being consistent every day working towards that goal.
Yes.
So I'll become a regional vice president with Arbonne International, and you know, hopefully have an international team as well, because we are all over the world.
Love
and
it.
Then for the motel, we had a very successful summer, but I feel like this summer is going to be even more successful. And I think a lot of that goes to marketing, you know, and using marketing and PR and reaching a different audience and being able to, so just like me working with you and just getting little bits here and there of how to have a strategy, have a plan in place, be strategic, because you cannot get to a certain place without a plan. And so we'll see what happens, but I guess
I'm excited for you.
Is that a cliffhanger? I don't know if that's a cliffhanger.
No, it's not. It's not. So usually you're so cute. I love it. We leave the listeners with like a motivational quote, something to get them thinking, using their brains, really questioning where they're going, especially in 2019. I mean, 2018 flew. So is there any like motivational quote or affirmation that has really launched you, propelled you into your full drive, like your foot's on the gas and you're going? So is there anything along that journey that really just boom, set it in motion for you?
I think this is actually a really good quote. It says, it's interesting that you said that. So I think
intuitive.
When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. That's from Maya Angelou. I love that quote.
Oh, yeah.
And then to back that up, it says, challenge yourself to be open and accepting to everyone you meet this week. Strangers are only friends you haven't met yet. Mm. And I love that because I feel like I'm just open to meeting anybody and everyone. So, and when you meet them, right, who they are at the beginning, believe them. That's who is who they are.
Yep.
That is exactly who they are.
Oh my God. Woo. She did it.
Is that it?
You did it.
Came full circle.
So this just came in the mail. I'm so excited. It's the 5-minute journal. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yes. So
awesome.
I am super stoked about this. One of the women I had on the podcast, she recommended this to me, and she's like, you have to get this journal. I'm like, it's freaking $25. What do I need to spend $25 on a journal? And then I was like, oh, that's why.
That's why.
It's full of so much amazing stuff, so I highly recommend that. That was my little tidbit there.
Awesome. Tell me how that one works out, because I'm in the I'm in the hunt for a new journal. I love the Passion Planner because that helped me break down a lot of goals last year.
Ooh.
But that one might be good too, the 5-minute journal.
Yeah, write it down.
They're both the same price range.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, $25 to invest in staying accountable and really like every day consciously getting up, knowing that your book is like, I recommend putting it by your bed. So when you wake up in the morning, you roll over and you look at it, you're like, oh yeah. It's like your kid yelling downstairs, he's hungry, like, hey, by the way, you gotta write in me and really like write down your feelings and get it out, because a lot of us moms, we're so damn busy and we really don't take the time to just, okay, I got like 10 minutes here, I'm gonna write down this stuff, get it out, not let it sit on my brain all day, let go of the negativity, because as moms, we're human and we get into that funk sometimes where it's like we're so overwhelmed. We have so much on our plate and we can sometimes get thrusted into a little bit of negative thinking. And I'm guilty of that, you know? So having a beautiful journal like that and then knowing that you have all these, like I'm sitting on like my yoga mat and like a few other things today because I'm like, I need, after this, I need to do my yoga. Like, you know what I mean? So staying accountable with great stuff like that is so helpful.
Awesome. I love it.
So let's market.
I agree with you 100%.
Let's market you, baby.
Let's go. What do we got?
So you can find Rihanna on beyondeducate.com. I'm going to put all these links. Put a dash in there. I'm going to put all these links in the show notes so you guys don't worry about having to type it in. And then for Arbonne, it's rihannapeasy.arbonne.com. And then the motel is, go ahead with that one.
Redrosemotel.com.
Perfect.
And on Instagram and Facebook, it's Giovanni's Red Rose Motel. It's my, that's my father-in-law who passed away right after we got married. Mm-hmm. So we still use his name in all of our handles.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, because he really saw the vision of this place 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just keeping it going.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Keep the name alive.
And that's really where you can find me, I guess.
I love it. You're definitely going to be working on your own website. I have this like intuitiveness coming in, like she's going to brand herself into this amazing, beautiful, like flower that's just going to unfold all over the whole world, not just with Arbonne, not just with Beyond Educate, but with inspiring young women and raising two beautiful girls and supporting her family. I'm so happy to have had you on. Woo!
Me too. Thank you so much, Elise.
Oh, you're welcome. So thanks for coming on, and we'll see each other soon.
All right.
Bye.
See you.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode today. If you want to learn more about branding and getting clarity in 2019, head over to creativeintuitive.com, check out my coaching packages, and schedule a consultation, and we can see where we can take you in 2019.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.